Mr. Neil Reynolds, that must be a perfect game after what's of recent weeks. As we get Neil loaded up, I'll start with a couple, and Swampy can do the third degree. But Swampy's back, and as once you got Swampy back, then things are on an even
that
keel. Neil,
James, you and Ben do great every week, but you know I needed Swampy here. Said that, you know, as soon as I sent him to our newer break, the hoodoo. And it's, you know, it's great to see him. It's great to see him. Listen, it's just great to get a win, isn't it? You know, yeah. It just feels amazing.
What was the key?
The key was we've really struggled the last few weeks. You know, the points deduction, you're on top of the league, all of a sudden you go to second, and then you go, you drop down to 11th. You know, we play well against Rylands 2-0 up 5 minutes ago, we throw it away. Play well against games, we couldn't get over the line. We were awful at Withinshaw, not great at last week, and we just said it this week in training, play pressure free. You know, there is no pressure, let me have the pressure, play like kids in the playground, you know, go and do what you've got to do. And you've got to credit them lads today, because at half time Belper have come to sit in, you know, we had a great 20 minutes and then it was a bit at half time, and I just said, just believe in yourself, just trust the system, trust the style of play, and we'll get the goal. And you could feel the relief. You know, Finn gets into the same position that Stafford last week and didn't pull the trigger. Today he did. It's somebody who goes in the back of the net. You've got to do it. Regan, he wasn't his best today, and he'll say that, but he got his goal at the end. And that's just it's just a proper performance. And when you play bottom of the league, it's a banana skin, isn't it? But we've shown, again, we've overcome another challenge today, so I'm happy.
It's interesting because we were just saying, just before you came up, on a lot of people's coupon, if there was, you know, such a thing for non-league football, I know there is occasionally, but you look at this result today and FC United versus Belper. Belper have had two or three good results recently. Fancy getting a point there. So, you know, you're under pressure automatically as a team. But you've battled through it. Yeah. Now, you did say then, you take the pressure off the players and let them go out and play like kids. But humans aren't like that, are they? You can't take all the pressure. And it's been building and building. What's it like in the dressing room at this moment in time? How do they feel down there?
Donis is smiling, so that's something.
No, I don't believe it. I want to see it on Facebook. I want to see a picture of him smiling.
Listen, I just said they're over the moon. You know, at half time, they're desperate to win football games. They're desperate to do well for this football club. But I'll tell you what I do, Swampy. You know, I want to make this point now because of the revolving door theory that people are talking about. Thursday night, we did our warm up and I pulled over Curtis Jones. Said Charlie Ennis, Luke Griffiths, Michael Potts, Regan, Lydia, Michael Donoghue. So what we all got in common, they went, we've been here since the beginning, Gaff. I said, you're the spine. I said, the season we finished second, Griffin, Potts, see nothing can touch you. Ennis, Linney, Donoghue, Curtis Jones. I just said, just go and roll it back. Go and do what we do. And that spine is crucial. And then the other four or five bits just add to it. And that, you know, that I've just said it to them. That's the little conversation we've had behind the scenes this week. That's for them because they haven't always hit the highs the last couple of years. And I thought they did today. I thought Ennis was absolutely remarkable. His movement off the ball was remarkable. But just little things that we do behind the scenes. But everyone's desperate to win games of football for this football club. You know, we don't enjoy losing. And the work ethic and the camaraderie and what we do behind the scenes is big. And, you know, this win is for them in there today because they found it really tough the last couple of weeks since the points deduction.
Gabadon, I'm impressed with the obviously skillful player, but just maybe taking a bit more time, just like maturing slowly before our eyes.
Of course he is. He's a winger. He travels with the ball. He goes in behind. He's got ability. You know, he is finding his feet.
He's getting stuck in as well. I felt today.
I thought he was excellent, Dante. I think he's an excellent player. Will he play every single game? Who knows? You know, he's finding his feet from West Ditch and Chorlton, but enjoying it. But it gives us another attacking option. And that's really pleasing. You know, without Gribbin today, Callum Gribbin, without Guy Hall, who's gone out on loan to Longridge, I just thought we were organised, we were solid. We played really well first 20 minutes. We got Dante on the ball. Then we had a lull. But then the second half, you could see when we scored, the likes of Gabadon, Donoghue, Linney, you know, Griffiths, who, again, great today. You could just see them, you know, go out, grow a little bit and just think, here we go. You know, we've done it.
Great, great, great 3 points. Do you ever get a little bit frustrated with that ball when there's no need to play the ball long? I mean, we know we were a passing team and we pass. Sometimes we pass in the wrong areas, but there was occasions in that second half where the ball's going long for no reason when we should be holding on to the ball, and there's times in the game where we shouldn't be holding on to the ball and we are holding on to the ball. Does that still frustrate you when you're out there watching?
My heart rate's going 250 beats per minute. You know, it's frustrating. Halsey and Curtis at times playing long when we don't need to. And Curtis got, you know, he's playing this sandwich ball and Halsey's walking over the top and we've just got to build and we work on it. We build. And I think it's a rush of blood sometimes. They see something and they make the decision and it might come off, it might not, but we're better when we pass the ball and we can get high up the pitch. And trust me, in training this week, it'll be more, can we play through the lines? Listen, we'll go to Atherton next week and I've no doubt it's going to be a bowling green, so we'll be able to pass the ball around, you know, next week. But if we've got to make that decision, you know, to go big, and we might have to at Atherton, you know, we will do. But no, we're attacking footballing side and it frustrates the life out of me when we boom it. It's now, not a tactic.
Now, it's interesting you say it as well there. You say, you know, some great performances out there, and you said Linney did his job and, you know, did have the best. We gave Linney man of the match, and I'll tell you for why. Because of his work rate, chasing everything, and while he's chasing, their defence don't know what to do, and therefore his work rate all through the game, backwards and forwards, putting the pressure on, and then he gets that goal. Because we were about to think Finn was there or thereabouts, which we thought he had a really good game, but you've got to impress. I mean, that's what you want from every player, isn't it?
Of course it is. Listen, Reeks is Reeks. And people see games differently, and you know, he's got his goal and he has worked hard. I just thought that for me, and it's not a disagreement, it's just my
no
view,
yeah your opinion yeah
you know my man of the match. You might not have seen it from up here with Charlie Ennis. I just thought when Potts went off, he organised everything. He's talking, he didn't let our shape break, he dropped balls in good areas. I thought he chases a 10. He's on to Regan all game. Sometimes it's that things that people don't see, what you're not doing on the ball. You know, you take a Potts off, you need another one on there. And I just thought the way he galvanised and energised us, he was great. And when Regan was, you know, he had a bad time, Charlie ran over to him and said, listen, you'll be alright, you'll get your goal. And Reg got his goal. Reg has just gone up to Charlie in the dressing room and hugged him and said thanks very much. And they're the little things, little things that I see. But it could have gone to four or five players today. You know, people don't know, we spoke to Luke Griffiths on the phone, and you know, I'm transparent on the phone this week. Griff, it might not happen for you, you might have to go out on loan. It's not happening for you. And we kind of prodded the bear. Training Thursday was brilliant. I don't want to go anywhere. I want to play for this club. Today was brilliant. And I just said to the lads, you're going to have down moments, you're going to have up moments, and that's the nature of a football season. But I'm so happy for everyone today. So happy.
One big final question. We talked about the difference Swampy's made. Talk of be back in Belgium before Christmas. Are you going to slap a 7 day on him?
I need him here every week. I think last time I said it, we need him here. So,
listen, I'm too busy over there scouting the opposition for the Phoenix Trophy.
It's true. But it is nice when you win. And let's not dress it up. This is a pressure game for everybody.
Huge pressure game,
You know, we've lost the points. We haven't won in 3-4 games. I feel the pressure. The lads feel the pressure. You know, the club do. And today, to get over the line is brilliant. People will say, it weren't great. It doesn't matter today. Because it was great against Gainsborough and we didn't win. Might not have been great all the time today, but we won.
Well, listen, 3 points. I think we're up to, is it eighth? I think up to eighth now. So this division, you know, we can, 1 week you're bottom of the league, next week you're top of the league. I mean, it's that bizarre.
No, it is.
Big game next week against Atherton. You've got a nice week to prepare the players and enjoy this victory. Enjoy this evening. And we'll see you again next week. Atherton, here we come.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, Ben, you didn't know. I've dedicated this to Swampy today. No disrespect to you and James today, but Swampy being back, you know, we got our Saturday hoodoo's gone over the line. So. Anyway, thanks for everyone listening, and we'll see you next week. Cheers.
Well done, Neil.
He's even ended the show for us.